Okay. Today's daf is Pe Aleph. We're going to just go back to the original statement, which is what we're having a slew of questions on, which is right in the center of Pe Amud Bet. Tani Rabbi Chiya, Toda Shenit Arva B'tmurata Umeita Echad Mehem Chaverta En La Takana. So if you remember that we had this case where there was a Korban Toda that got mixed up. There was a Toda that they did a Tmura. They said, oh, and this one instead. But they both end up Kodesh. And the Toda is supposed to be wrought with the bread. And the Tmura is not. And now they got mixed up. We don't know which is which. And one of them died. So now we don't know. But basically Rabbi Chiya says there's no solution. So now we had a series of questions yesterday. And we're going to have a series of questions today. Why can't, a bunch of suggestions, I would say. Not questions, but more suggestions. Why don't you do this? And it kind of gets, say, a little crazier and a little crazier, or a little maybe out there, each of the suggestions. Yasev Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. So we're right at the top of Pe Aleph Amud Aleph. Kamei de Rav Nachman. So he sat in front of Rav Nachman, the Yativ Ka'amr, and he said, why don't we do this? The Leite Behema Velechem. Why don't we bring another animal with bread? Velema, and say like this, right? This is the basic, gist of what we generally do. We'll bring something else, and then we'll make a type of condition. Velema, ihach dekayma tmurahi. If the one that was still alive is tmura, then hatodava halachma. That's the basic, right? Then we can ignore that one. That one will be sacrificed as the tmura, and this one will be sacrificed with its bread that I just brought. Ve'ihach dekayma todahi halachma v'hatahavi tmura. And why don't we say, here comes his creative suggestion, that if the first one was really Toda, then the second one will be a Tmura for the first one, for the Toda one. In other words, for the one that was remaining. And then the bread won't be needed for the Tmura, because you don't bring bread with Tmura. So basically they say, why don't we lechatchila create a Tmura situation, a potential, right? It's 50-50 chance, but we can say again, bring a new animal, bring the bread. If the first one was Tmura, this will be the Toda, this will be its bread. If the first one was the Toda, then this will be a Tmura for the first one.
Sound like Breira?
Now, what's the obvious problem? Well, it's not exactly Breira. It's a little like Breira that we could say retroactively, but that's a little different because in Breira, there actually usually becomes conclusive in the end. Whereas here, it's never really conclusive. It's either or, and one of them happens, we just don't even know which one. So what's the problem with doing this? What's the major problem? You're creating Tmura. And in order to resolve a problem, you're making something Tmura. You're not allowed to do Tmura. Remember, you're not allowed to say, in place of this animal, I'm giving this animal. You're not allowed to do that. So what do they answer? You're going to get Malkot, and it's okay. In other words, you get Malkot for causing something to be Tmura. That's Asur. We're going to give you a solution and say, this is a good kosher solution, and give you Malkot at the same time for having made a Tmura. Can't possibly do that. Rav Ila Chalish. Now we're going to have another Hatzah, but it's going to come with a bit of an introduction. Rav Ila got weak. Al Gabei and Abai v'Rabbanan come in front of him, v'yatve v'kamre. And they say, okay, so they came to visit him while he was sick. And they say like this. Im ita l'di Rabbi Yochanan, if we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, de'amar, chutz l'chomata azara kadosh. Okay, what was this? This is part of a bigger statement. We learned earlier that if you shech the animal and the bread is outside the azara, do you remember? It still is mekadesh the lechem. Do you remember that? There was this thing about shechita lezevach. If you shech the zevach, remember that's mekadesh the lechem. But does the lechem have to be inside or can it be outside? So he said the bread can be outside and can still become sanctified during the shechita lezevach. So now he says, okay, what was the problem earlier? If you remember, we said, why don't we suggest that if this is it, then the bread, right? If the first one was the Tmura, then the bread is the Toda. And if the second one is the Tmura, if the one that was alive is the Toda, then, no, the opposite, sorry. Right, this was without actually bringing another animal. They said, just bring the bread and say, if the bread's supposed to go with the first one, because the first one's the Toda, then the bread will go with the first one. If not, the bread will be chulin. But what was the problem? You can't bring chulin la'azara. Right? You're not allowed to bring something chulin. So what does he suggest? If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, it says, chutz l'choman azara kadosh, leite lechem, just bring bread, v'lotva chutz l'choman azara, and have it outside the walls of the azara. V'lema, and say like this, if the one that's still alive is todehi halachma. And then you never really have to bring the lechem inside. right? Because the lechem is sanctified outside, and it doesn't have to be eaten inside the Azara, it just has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. V'ilo le'puk l'chulin. And if not, we'll say that the bread is chulin, and then you don't ever have the issue of having to bring chulin la'azara. What's the problem? You forgot. Okay, it's very funny, because all these suggestions seem to forget something very basic. So what's the problem? You actually do have to bring some of the bread inside. Why? You have to bring, if you remember, you have to do the hanafah. You have to bring the four for the kohen, and you have to wave them inside. So mishum di'ika arba lahanif, hey chiliavid. How are you going to do the four that you have to wave? Linfuhu abarai. If you want to say wave them outside, lifnei Hashem k'tiv. It says you have to wave them lifnei Hashem. It has to be inside. Gavai, and if you do it outside, if you do it inside, gavai, kama'aya chulin la'azara, then you're going to be bringing potential chulin la'azara, and that doesn't work. Okay? Hilkach lo efshar. So that doesn't work either. Matkefla Rav Shisha b'reit Rav Idi. Im ita l'dechizkia. Okay? They each keep saying, right? If you hold by the later ones, keep saying, well, if we hold by one particular side of a machloket, we can maybe come up with a solution. So if you hold like Chizkia, what does Chizkia say? Here's where I think they're getting a little way out there. Damar, kidshu arba'im mitoch hashmonim. Do you remember he said, we learned this? Chizkia said, if you bring 80 loaves, then the first 40 become sanctified, and the other 40 were considered la'achrayut. You brought them just in case, and they're chulin, basically, right? And they're fine. And you can do that. So why don't we do this? Leite behema, okay, right, now think about it, right? We're trying to resolve an issue, we had two behemot, we lost one of them, we don't know what the status of this one is, so until now we were saying either bring bread, or bring bread and an animal, right, now we're going to say bring an animal, and bring two sets of bread, okay, we keep adding on things to be bringing, that's why it's getting a little more outrageous. So bring a behema, remember, again, it's, you think of maybe some small loaves of bread, but these loaves were huge. So we're talking 80 gigantic pieces of bread we're bringing out of the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, so bring a behema, bring 80 behada with it, velema, and say like this. Ihach dekaima, if the one that was left alive was todahi, then hanami tavi toda vahashmonim detravayu. That's very simple. That was a toda, this is a toda, and now I brought 80 loaves. That covers the 40 of those and the 40 of those, and I basically brought an extra korban toda. Okay? Nobody seems bothered, by the way, with you bringing an extra korban toda, notice. Right? You can always, I guess, well, we'll see. Okay? But right now, it sounds like it's a nidava, so, you know, bring an extra one. Why not? Okay? Although, why not? Because it seems a little redundant. You just brought a toda. Now you're bringing two todot almost. Right, yes. You can always find what to be thankful about. And there could always be. It's almost like the way we have tefillat nedava. Like if you, you know, like tefillat tashlumim, the second one is considered a nedava, right? If you forget a davening, so you say two, and the second one considered like a voluntary kind of davening. You could always, even though you just daven the exact tefillah, you can always sort of add something of your own. Okay. Always reason to think. So now they say like this. If the first one, so fine, that resolves. Ihach dekaima t'murahi. So if the second one, if the one left alive was the t'mura, ha todava halachma. So now you have this one is a toda, that's its bread. V'liktashu lehu. But right now we'll sanctify arba'im mitoch hashmonim, just like Chizkiah said. Now that you brought 80 loaves with really only one toda, the first 40 are sanctified, the other 40 are not. So that could be a good solution. But what's the problem? Mishum de kamimai ba'achila da'arba'im, or according to some nuschaot, da'arba'ah. Okay, what exactly this means? I'll give you a few interpretations. There's, I think, at least three broad in Rashi himself. What's the problem? You're going to be mima'et, and it's, now you have a sick amount of loaves. You have 80 loaves, okay? So now the issue is, there's a few possible issues. Number one, I think the simple pshat is, if you go with the Arba'im Nosach, you're now going to have 80 loaves that need to get eaten, and it's very unlikely you're going to be able to eat all those 80 loaves again. You divide them up to other people, but still, how many people can you find to divide up these 80 loaves, assuming each one was about, it was 20 Esronim, 40 Esronim altogether, so about 40 people you need to eat all these 80 loaves. You might not find it, and then you're going to end up, you might actually eat some of the second batch and not the first batch, and you'll end up kind of ruining these 40. Some people say that the problem is the four of the Kohen, that you might not find, so then there's two ways to go. Either you might not find enough Kohanim to eat all eight loaves. It's possible, you know, because it can only be, so maybe the 80 you can find, or the 76, you can find enough people. But how many Kohanim are there? You know, you might not find enough Kohanim to be able to eat all that. I'm not sure I'm convinced. The other thing is that if it's only Suffolk, the second batch, so the Kohen might not actually think that he's deserving of the other four. And the Yisrael won't want to eat the other four of the second set. So you might end up that those four, and that's why it might be Arba'im, those four from the second batch are going to sort of be in this questionable situation. The Kohen might not want to eat them because they'll say, those don't really belong to me, because they might not even be from a Korban Todah. And the Yisrael's not going to want to eat them, or the regular person, because he'd say they might be to the Kohen, and then they won't really get eaten. So different possibilities about what this is. In either case, we're worried about not having everything get eaten. Amar le Rav Ashi le Rav Kahana. Im ita le de Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, here it comes up. If we hold like Rabbi Yochanan that we saw yesterday, Da'amar, hifrish chatat mu'beret, right, the yalda, ratza bamit kaper, ratza bivladamit kaper. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? If you take a chatat, remember he said that you can use the shvach hekdesh, right? So if you take, set aside a behemah lechatat, which is pregnant, and then it has its offspring before, it gives birth before it's sacrificed, you can choose either to ratza bamit kaper or ratza bivladamit kaper. That was his whole thing, that you can use the vlad to be yotzei your chiyuv. So let's come up with this creative suggestion. Leite behemah meuberet, go find a pregnant animal. V'yamtin la ajiteleid, wait until it gives birth. V'leite shmonim bahada, and then bring both the animal and its offspring and 80 loaves. V'leima, and say like this. Ihach tekayim atmurahi, if the first one was tmura, then ha, the nusach has changed here, 1 second. Where's the nusach? Havlada, I think it's ha'uvlada, right. Maybe this is the good nosach. Ha'uvlada todahi. Okay, so if the first one's tmura, then this and its vlad will be a todah. Okay, you basically designate them both for korban todah, v'hashmonim detravayu, and then the 80 loaves go for both. V'ihach dekayim a todahi, right, if the first one was really a todah, then ha'nami todahi, right, then the animal itself, the mother animal, is the todah, v'hashmonim detravayuhu, and then the 80 go, 40 for there and 40 for there. V'hai lehavi motar detodah, and then the animal is what's called, right, the offspring is what we call a motar of a todah, and you sacrifice it without the bread, and then you're good. So Amalei says, wait a minute. Man lemalan da'amar Rabbi Yochanan, im shiaro mishuyar. Who's to say that Rabbi Yochanan said his statement about the Vlad Hekdesh, if you designate it, and it's here what we're saying is, when he said you can use the Vlad, how did we understand that? Either the Vlad or its mother. Right? The Vlad can actually function as a korban, but kind of in place of its mother. But here you're designating the Vlad as its own korban. So he didn't say his words, im shiaro mishuyar. Dilma im shiaro eino mishuyar. Maybe when he said his statement, he meant if you specify it and designate it for a particular sacrifice, and this, here you created this whole situation, you said, let's wait. This, there we were talking about, you designated the animal, and then the mother gave birth, and then you had this offspring, and, you know, the question is, can you use either or? But here you want to potentially suggest that when you designated the mother for the todah, that you're designating her as a todah and the behemah. And that's, if the first one was tmura, then you need both of them to actually be designated as korbanot todah. And that's not, no one ever said you could do that, or that's, it's not clear from Rabbi Yochanan. Behainu tamad to Rabbi Yochanan, da'amar adamit kaper b'shvach hekdesh. In other words, the reason is because you can be mitchaper b'shvach hekdesh instead of the hekdesh itself. But here you want to actually use both. And that he never really said. What did you want to say, Sherry?
Especially if you're waiting until after it gets birth, then it's just like two different animals, isn't it?
Right. Well, right. So it, I think a bit of the difference is that you're waiting, kind of that you're creating again. It's like, how can you make this situation lechatchila, which is a bunch of the responses that we had. It's kind of a recurring theme. This situation is if it happened, but who's to say, you know, if you intend it this way from the beginning. But also what it's saying is that when you designate an animal and it has offspring inside, maybe you could wait. But if you waited, then you do the offspring and not the animal itself. And you can't make two out of one also. It's not 100% clear what the mishuyar is, you know, the issue is. But it sounds like it could be that also. Okay. Ravina ikla lidamboria. You can see we're almost at the Mishnah. So we're almost finished with this. Amar le ravdimi berej ravhuna midamboria le ravina. So he goes to Damaria, and Ravdimi, the son of Ravhuna from Damaria, says to Ravina, Vileite behema, velema, hare alai. Vileite behema, achrita, vileite shmonim bahada. Okay, bring an animal and say, hare alai. I have to bring this, right? Hare alai meaning I have a chova, meaning you're accepting achrayut. And then you bring another animal with it for achrayut. And then you bring shmonim bahada, 80 with it. Vilema. And say, ihach dekaima tmurahi. If the first one's tmura, hane tarte todot. Then these two are going to be korbanot todah. V'hashmonim detravayu. Right? And then the shmonim will go for both those todas. V'ihach dekaima todahi. And if the one that was still alive is a todah, v'hada amre alai nami lehave todah. And then the one I said, hare alai, is also a todah. V'hashmonim detravayu. And then idach tehave leachrayut. So in other words, here's a really good solution. You bring two more, but you say about the first one, hare alai. The second one, you just say, I'm bringing this as a toda. You don't really specify that it's going to be a chova. I guess it's a nidava. And then if the first one was tmura, then these two are korbanot toda. If the first one was a toda, then those two are todas. And the last one is just viewed as achrayut. And what do we say about achrayut? It gets sacrificed without the loaves. That seems like, actually, finally, we got a decent solution. It's a pretty simple one, right? It's not so complicated. Except that what the difference is, first of all, you have to bring 80 loaves, and you have to bring two animals. This is why, right, we built up, we started with just bring bread. Now you got bread, animals, right? Then bread, two animals, okay? But here we're going to see the Gemara's issue with this. Again, we're still trying to prove, had Rabbi Chiya said, there's no solution here. There's no way to resolve it. So what do we say? Amar leh, HaTorah Amra, Tov asher lo tidor mishatidor velo teshalem. Va'at amar likom ben lindor betchila. Way back to when we dealt with a whole lot when we learned nedarim. Better not to make a neder than to make a neder and not be able to commit to. In other words, here you're committing to bring. Okay, now what's the issue here that's different from all the others? Here you said hare alai. Okay, Rashi explains that when we talk about lo tidor, lo tidor means when you say hare alai. If you say hare zo, so you say hare zo, and something happens to the animal, you're not responsible. So that's okay, because then there won't be a problem of mishitidor velo tishalem. But if you say hare alai and something happens to the animal, what if you don't actually bring another animal in its place? Let's say you can't afford it now at this point, or you know you can't find another animal, or you just don't bother. So we don't want to create situations where you say hare alai. And we don't want to create situations where you bring lots of bayim, you're committing to lots of bayim out that maybe you can't keep to. So basically, because of that, they say that's not a good solution. Okay, and that you've gone too far, you've added too much, and also the lashon of hare alai, and what hare alai resolves is that then the second one can be achrayut, which then makes it easier because the achrayut doesn't need the bread, or it could potentially also be a chova, right? Or be a, not exactly a chova, but it would be its own. So therefore, they say that doesn't work either, and therefore we're left with Rabbi Chiya, that if you basically have this and it's tmura and they get mixed up, right? Lesson number one, don't make a tmura situation. Lesson number two,
don't get mixed up,
right? Because there's not going to be any solution.
So what happens to the animal? Nothing.
So I guess, right, that's a good question. What would you do if ain lo takana? I assume it goes out to graze, maybe. That's a good question. What does he mean, ain lo takana?
There's a tick dish, right? So you can't send it out.
I assume you just can't. Nah. Yeah, I assume he means you have to just let it graze. You can't even sacrifice it. I'm guessing, because if it's a toad, you'd have to sacrifice it with bread, and you can't, because that's the whole problem.
It's interesting that they can't just give money in its place. Like they can't do that trick with this.
Well, what you would do is you would let it graze, yeah, till it has a moon, redeem it for money, and then buy a new one in its place. Now, obviously, your animal's worth less at this point, so
you have to. In the beginning of the
book. No, because that's not a good solution. That's not, you don't really have a takana for it. Okay. Haomer, new Mishnah. Haomer hare alai todah. What if you just say Hare Alai Todah, but you don't say Hare Alai? Now we're getting, this is all in the realm. We're back to Nidareem and what you said and what you mean and what you, okay? We're actually going to see some stuff that we've seen there. If you say Hare Alai Todah, but you don't say Hare Alai Todah Vilachma, right, and the Lachami. So obviously, Yavihu, he, Vilachma, Minachudim. So you're going to bring, you're going to have to bring an animal because you said Hare Alai Todah, and you have to bring the bread with it because with the animal goes the bread. Remember we said the bread comes on account of the animal. And now I'm going to talk about a new issue, which is this is a korban chova. Now something that's a chova, because you said Hare Alai, something that's a chova can't be bought from Maser Sheni. You can't use Maser Sheni produce for it or Maser Sheni stuff. Okay, anything that's Maser Sheni, we'll see soon what the option would be. It has to be taken from Chulin because you have to, the Maser Sheni already has Kedusha Maser Sheni on it, and you can't put the Kedusha from this on it. Okay? So if you say Hare Alai Todah, you have to bring it all from the Chulin. Todah Alai Min HaChulin Vilachma Min HaMaser. If you say Hare Alai Chova from Chulin, but my lechem is going to come from Maser. So Yavihi v'lachma min achulin. The fact that you said you're going to bring your lechem from the Maser doesn't work. Because it all goes back to, since the bread comes on account of the toda, you basically made an obligatory toda offering. An obligatory toda offering can't come from Maser Sheni stuff. Remember what Maser Sheni is. Maser Sheni is you bring your produce to Yerushalayim. Okay, maybe I'll go into a few details that maybe you don't remember. You bring it from your house, either you bring your produce to Yerushalayim and eat it, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim, or you redeem it onto a coin, then you take that money. Now, what can you do with that money in Yerushalayim? You can either buy fruits. Now, it's generally, Maser Sheni is only produce. So you can either buy fruits with it, okay, produce, or you can, right, it could be vegetables, right? Or you can buy meat for it, but now the meat comes into two categories. If it's a behemah that can be offered up as a shlamim, then you're only allowed to buy for korbanot shlamim with the money. Okay? In other words, if you're going to buy an animal, it has to be for korban shlamim. If you're going to buy a chaya or something that can't be brought as a shlamim, then you can only buy that for the purposes of eating it on your own. In other words, you can buy meat that you're going to now eat in Yerushalayim. Basar ta'ava, we call it, okay? Meat that you're going to eat in Yerushalayim, not as a sacrifice, okay? So if it's meat that can be sacrificed, it has to be sacrificed, okay? As a shlamim, okay? Not as anything else, but as a shlamim. And if it's meat that can't be sacrificed as a shlamim, then you can buy it and eat it basar ta'ava, okay? As you wish. So now, if you say, so now what we're saying is you can't take lechem from the maaser, okay? Because you said that the toad is alayim and achulim, which makes an obligatory offering which can't be bought from maaser sheni stuff. If you say, yavihi v'lachma min achulin, I didn't read that right, that was the end. Okay, toda min hamaaser v'lachma min achulin, but if you say, I'm going to bring a toda min hamaaser. Now at this point, this is different from the previous. In the previous case, you said, hare alai toda. That means an obligatory toda. Obligatory can't be bought from maaser sheni because it's already Kadosh from Maser Sheni. But if in the beginning you say, I'm going to bring a toda from Maser, you're allowed to do that because that's not obligatory. Then you're saying, you're already from the beginning saying, I'm only bringing this toda from Maser, and that works. Okay, now if you say toda min a Maser, but lechem in, I'm sorry, toda min a chulin, but lechem in a Maser, the lechem is batel to the toda, and it goes with the toda, and it has to be from the chulin. But if you say toda min a Maser, but lechma min a chulin, the reverse case, Yavihi v'lachma min ha-maser. Here, again, the maser follows the toda, and both can even be purchased from the maser. Hi v'lachma min ha-maser. What if you say they're both coming from the maser? Yavi. You can also bring hi v'lachma min ha-maser Okay, then you can also bring right belachmam and achulin yavi. He belachmam in 1 second. Yavi he belachmam in a maser. No, in a maser belachmam and achulin. I feel like something's missing here. 1 second. Right, I read it. I think I read it a little wrong here. It goes like this: if you say Todam and a maser v'lachmam and achulin yavi, sorry, that means, I'm sorry, the lechem doesn't follow the maser here. My mistake. If you say the todas min a maser and the lechem's min achulin, if you said that whole line exactly as that, then what you agreed to, you can do exactly as you agreed to do, which means your lechem can't come from the maser. Then you can bring the toda from the maser, but the lechem has to come from the chulin because that's how you specified it. But if you say hi v'lachmam and a maser, then you could bring them both from the maser. The lo yavi, now we're going to learn that even though you can bring it from the maser, lo yavi michite maser sheni, ela mima'ot maser sheni. Okay, now, obviously, there's no animals that are maser sheni, so what they mean here is with the chitim for the lechem, you can't go take chitim that are actual maser sheni. If I brought maser sheni chitim from my house, and I brought them to Yerushalayim, those have kedushat aguf maser sheni to them. I cannot take those and use them for lechmei todah. Because those are maser sheni. But I can take money that I brought from my house, that I redeemed my coins, on, my fruits onto. I can take that, go purchase chitim in Yerushalayim, and use those chitim, just like I could purchase a behema, and use that behema for this korban todah. Okay? Okay, we're going to try to understand this all better now in the Gemara. First, Rav Huna comes and makes a statement, and we're going to deal with the statement of his. I'm Rav Huna. Ha'omer hare alai lachmei todah, Mevi toda v'lachma. If you say, I'm going to bring this a little bit different, you say, I'm going to bring lachmei toda. What do you mean by that statement? Again, this goes back to the world of Nidarim. Did you mean you're just going to bring lachmei toda? No, there is no such thing. You can't just bring lachmei toda. You have to bring lachmei toda with an animal sacrifice. So obviously, what did you mean, right? You meant, I'm going to bring a toda and it's lechem. And therefore, you just said it in short. Hare alai lachmei toda. So maybe toda v'lachma, you have to bring an animal and it's lechem, right? That this is when we go back to the world of Nidarim, the whole question is, what did you mean when you said this, right? Since there is no such thing as just bringing lechmei toda, you obviously must have meant, I'm going to bring an animal and bring its bread with it. My taima, meida yada, hai gavra, that guy knew when he said it, to lechem below toda lo ikriv, that there is no such thing as bringing the bread without the animal. V'hai toda v'lachma ka'amar, and what he really meant was, toda, and it's bread, right? V'hai de ka'amar lachmei toda, sof milta nakat. The fact that he only said, and that's obviously what he meant to say was, I'm bringing an animal and it's bread. The reason why he only said I'm bringing the bread is because he was just talking about the very last stage, okay? His words were just referring to the end. So now we're going to bring a question on this. Tanan, toda min amaser v'lachma min achulin, yavi kemoshe nadar, v'amai. Kevan de amar lachma min achulin, if we're going to say that his words really meant, we go by what, right, it's not exactly the same thing, and they're going to say that. But right now what they're saying is, if self miltanakat, he was talking about the last stage, so why don't we focus on the last stage here? If you say I'm going to bring my toda from the maser and my lechem from the chulin, why is the halacha that you're bringing the toda from the maser and the lechem and the chulin? Why don't we say, when you said lechem in achulin, you were really, we go by the lechem. If the lechem's going to go in achulin, then obviously your toda also, you meant, was going to be brought from the chulin, and the whole thing should have to come from chulin. Why does it not say that in the Mishnah? Why does the Mishnah say you can bring one from the maser and one from the chulin, and we don't follow what you said at the end? So they say, shanei hatam dekevan, this is the obvious answer, dekevan de'amar toda min amaser. In other words, in the first case, Rav Huna brought, and the case Rav Huna brought, you didn't say anything about the behema. Here, you said specifically, I'm going to bring the behema from the maser. So therefore, ne'esa ke'omer hare alai lechem liftur todato shoploni. It's like you're saying, and what they're saying is, it sounds like you're saying your toda and your lechem aren't exactly connected. So he's saying, if you said, I'm going to bring lechem for your korban toda, can I do that? Sure. I can commit to bring bread for someone else's korban toda, and then I'm committed to bring the bread for it. So in the case where he said, toda min amaser and lechem min achulin, it's no worse than saying, I'm going to bring bread for someone else's toda offering, which means you can separate those two. Since I said I'm bringing this from the Maaser and that from the Chulin, I can bring, you know, that one from the Maaser and that one from the Chulin. And it's like as if I'm bringing my bread on someone else's thing. It's like I'm bringing bread from one thing on my, you know, my Todah that was from the Maaser. So that's fine. So we don't really have such a question on that. But then they say, Ihachi Reisha. But what about the Reisha? Dekatani Todah min Achulin v'lachma min Maaser. Yavihi v'lachma min Achulin. Why don't you say then in the Reisha, Todah min Achulin and Lachma min Maaser, why is the halacha there that you bring both from the Chulin? Why don't you say, it's like saying, Harei alai Todah, liftor lachmo shel ploni. Right? Why don't you say, when you said I'm going to bring Todah min Achulin and the Lechem from the Maaser, why don't you say that the Todah was liftor the lechem of somebody else, right? And then, in theory, you should be able to bring the lechem from the maaser and the todah from the chulin. And here it says they both have to be brought from chulin. So they obviously say that's not a good comparison because hachi hashta bishlama, and that's what you're going to say here. It doesn't make any sense. Bishlama lechem lemiftar todah ate. In other words, yes, you could say I'm going to bring the lechem for someone's todah offering because, again, we keep having this hierarchy. The lechem comes on account of the behemah, right? Even though we're spending hours talking about the breads and, right, we're in Masechet Menachot. So that's why we're talking about the breads. But the bread is not the focus. The focus is the behemah. So therefore, the bread is always secondary to the todah offering. So bishlama lechem lemiftar todah ate. But todah lemiftar lechem yate. What would somebody say? I'm going to bring the behemah. Kedei liftor et halechem shel ploni? Right, and therefore you can't say when you say I'm going to bring the bread from the maaser and the animal from the chulin that my animal is coming liftor the bread. That doesn't work. In other words, and that's why the lechem is always secondary to the animal, and that's why the lechem is going to also have to come from chulin in that case. Okay, now we're going to have a tashma question on Rav Huna. Again, what did Rav Huna say? Hare alai lachmei todah mevi todah v'lachma, because he knows that. Right, there's no such thing. And what did we say? We go right. What he really said was the end. Right, sof milta nakat. He talked about the last part of the process, and really he meant the whole thing. Haomer, here's a bright. Haomer hare alai todah belo lechem v'zevach belo nisachim. If you say I'm going to bring a todah without lechem, this is not like saying I'm just going to bring lechem, where you obviously mean I'm bringing the behemah and the lechem. But if you say I'm bringing a todah without lechem. And a zevach below nisachim. I'm going to bring a sacrifice without bringing the accessory nisachim that have to go with it, the libations. Kofinoto, they force him. Umevi todah v'lachma zevach u'nisachim. Okay? They force him. He has to bring the todah with the lechem, you know, to the bread with the animal. And he has to bring the libations with the zevach. Tama damar. Damar todah. Right, the reason is because he said todah. Aval lo amar todah lo. Right, it sounds like it's because he said I have to bring a todah, but if he didn't say todah, then he wouldn't have to. Okay, so which would then mean that we're questioning, right? According to this, in other words, it sounds like if he didn't say, according to this, what they're inferring is if he didn't say todah. And he just said lechem, then he wouldn't have to bring the behemah. It's not exactly the same, but that's their inference.
But can you say hare alai only on a todah?
You can say hare alai todah.
No, but can you say it only on a todah?
Not the bread?
No, can a nazir say it on
a nazir? Wait, why a nazir?
Well, that's who's saying hare alai.
No, hare alai is a todah here.
I'm sorry, can you make a neder on any other kind of...
You can make a neder on anything you want.
Any other kind of sacrifice?
Yeah, but if you say hare alai shlamim, then you would just have to bring the animal. But since you said hare alai todah, you're mitchayev to bring everything with it. So now they're assuming that if he didn't say todah and he just said lechem, then maybe you wouldn't have to. Okay? So they say no. Hu adin af agav de lo amar todah. Va'ay did kabay lemine zevach belo nesachim. Since zevach belo nisachim, if you had just said nisachim, that would be a totally separate thing. Hare alai nisachim is its own thing, right? Hare alai lechem is nothing. There is no such thing as lechem without todah. There is a mincha nisachim. That's the point. If you just said hare alai nisachim, You could just offer libations, a voluntary libations offering. That's why they didn't say it in the reverse, if you just said nisachim. The focus here was on the zevach and the toda, and what if you decide not to bring the accessory. But the focus wasn't, if you didn't say toda and you just said lechem, or you didn't say that and just said nisachim. Obviously, if you only say arei alai nisachim, you don't have to bring an animal. But if you say arei alai toda, lechem, you would have to bring the toda. So but therefore, you can't infer this because each of those has a different element to it in terms of the nisachim, because there is no such thing as a voluntary bread offering. It doesn't exist.
Can't it be that he said nothing because it's impossible?
Well, if you say harei alai lechem toda, you'd have to say harei alai lechem toda. If you just said harei alai lechem, it could be, maybe you don't mean it. I don't know. That's a good question. Here, it goes back to what he said. Rav Huna said harei alai lechem toda, and we wanted to say, well, if you said just harei alai lechem toda, since he doesn't talk about that in the source, you might have thought you don't have to bring the animal. But since the reverse, right, it wouldn't work. And as they're only saying it like this because of the Zevach Balon Eschim only works in one direction, and that, therefore you can't infer anything from here. So now they say, right, Tananami Toda. Okay. Amai. Now why do you have to bring, now another one I understand, if you say, I'm going to bring Toda Balo Lechem, why does this work that you have to actually bring it? Neder Upitcho Imo. Aren't you really basically making a neder and then undoing it a second later? And shouldn't that work to be able to undo your neder? Isn't it like you said, I'm bringing a toda without the lechem, which means I don't really want to bring a toda, right? You're kind of rejecting. And this, we saw this before, tfos lashon rishon, tfos lashon acharon, right? When you say something that contradicts itself, do we go by the beginning of what you said or do we go by the second part of what you said? So Amar Chizkia HaMane, Chizkia now says, in order to answer that question, This is only Hamane Beit Shammai Damar Tfos Lashon Rishon. Okay, this only goes by Beit Shammai, who says we go by like this brayta that says Harei Alai Toda Belo Lechem V'Zevach Belo Nesachim Kofinu Tomi Bi Toda Belachma, is because they hold like Beit Shammai that Tfos Lashon Rishon and not Tfos Lashon Achron. We go by the first thing you said, which was Harei Alai Toda. Ditnan, how do we know this? Hareini Nazir, here comes in the Nazir, this is what you remembered. Hareini Nazir mina grogrot mina tvela. Okay? Grogrot are figs, tvela are dates. There's no such thing, right? You're basically saying, I'm going to be a Nazir, so I won't eat figs or I won't eat dates. Now, there is no such thing as that. It's only grapes. Beit Shammai omrim Nazir, because that's Tfos Lashon Rishon. You said Hareini Nazir. Ubeit Hillel omrim Eino Nazir. Okay, Beit Hillel disagrees, so we're now going to say that bright time must be like Beit Shammai. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Filu Tema Beit Hillel. Now, you could say it's still Beit Hillel. How? Be'omer, Ilu Hayiti Yodea She'eino Dream Kach, Lo Hayiti No Der Kach, Ela Kach. If I had known that I wouldn't have been able to, and as we're now going to say, according to Beit Hillel, what did he mean? What happened, or more like what happened in this situation? He said, Harei Alai Toda Belo Lechem. He didn't realize that he can't do that. So when he found out he couldn't do it, he said, oh, I still want to bring my Toda. I just thought that I could bring a Toda without Lechem. I didn't know I couldn't bring without Lechem, but obviously I wanted to bring a Toda. So then we have a problem, because what does it say? If you say that, what's the continuation? Kofino tome vitoda v'lachma. We force him to. Now, doesn't it sound like, according to Beit Hillel, according to what we just explained, he wants to bring it. So my kofin. So then, why are they forcing him if he wants to do it? De kabai hadarbe. But then he changed his mind. In other words, according to this, the way to read it by Beit Hillel is he first said, "I want to bring a toda without the lechem." Then he didn't realize that there's no such thing. When he realized there was such a thing, he said, oh, I'll bring it anyway. And then he changes his mind. Then, if he changes his mind, we force him to bring it anyway. That's the way you'd have to read it. A little out there. Okay. Tashma, another source now. Ha'omer harei alai toda belo lechem, v'zevach belo nesachim, v'amrulo. Okay, so again, he says the same thing. V'amrulo, havei toda belachma, v'zevach unesachim. And then they ask him, they say to him, bring a toda and its bread. Bring a zevach and the nesachim. V'omer, ilu hayiti yodea shaken, lo hayiti noder. And he says, if I had known that, I never would have promised it. In other words, if I had known I had to bring all this bread, no way would I have done this. I hate bread. No, I don't know.
It's a lot of bread.
It's a lot of bread. Kofino tov va'omer lo shmor v'shamata. They force him and they say, observe and listen. We'll get to that lashon in a minute. Okay. Bishlam al chizkia. This brayta works with chizkia. Nichale. Because then he just says, this is Beit Shammai. Tfos lashon rishon. But Ela le Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, because Rabbi Yochanan said this isn't the case. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan explained it, right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it was where he realized that he couldn't do it without, and he actually was okay originally. Here, it's where he said, I made a mistake all along. I never would have said that had I known that that was the situation. I'd have to bring bread. So it's difficult. So it's not so difficult. The second braita is Beit Shammai. The first braita I can explain according to Beit Hillel. You're right. This braita I can't explain according to Beit Shammai. The fact that this braita exists doesn't mean it changes the meaning of the first braita. These are two different braita. One is this situation where he agreed originally to do it, then changed his mind. And the second one is where he didn't agree. He realized, oh, had I known that, I never would have said it. And then, of course, it doesn't work. Okay, and that's only Beit Shammai, according to, right? That would only be Beit Shammai. Okay, my shmor v'shamata. What is observe and listen? Amar Abaye, shmor havei toda, v'shamata havei lachma. This is yafeh. He says, you have to observe what's the real law. You have to bring the toda, v'shamata. But additionally, you also have to bring the bread. Rava Amar, shmor havei toda v'lachma, v'shamata shelo tehei ragil la'asot ken. Okay, he understands your base chova in this case is to bring the toda and the lechem, even though you didn't specify. That's base. Shamata means, and pay attention, don't do this again. In other words, figure out before you say things what you're supposed to say and don't say them wrong. Okay, so we'll stop here for today. We'll pick up from this tomorrow.